Too late. Amen. God been having me saying all revival. Amen. We so close and so far away. Who would have thought that I would have got a text 5 minutes before I walked into church from Pastor Brown telling me his 4-year-old grandson died? Now, does that child life, from what we say, just beginning? But from the time he entered the world, amen, as Pastor Lackey said last night, amen, when you born, you're on your way to death. You
don't know when death coming. That's right.
I don't know when death coming, but we know it's coming.
My Lord.
So that's why it's imperative that we be real with God.
Yes. Amen.
Because when God come back to get me, it's too late to get real.
Come. Come on. Come on.
Huh?
I know you're right.
The rich man tried it.
Huh.
Father Abraham. Luke chapter number 16. Read that on your own time. Father Abraham. Can you send Lazarus back?
All right.
To my father's house. I got 5 brothers that I don't want to come to this place. Father Abraham said, "Nay, this is good. This is just how awesome God is."
Okay.
He told us the time frame. When the rich man was in hell, God showed us the time frame in the Bible. Because Father Abraham said, "Nay, but they have Moses and the prophets." So Moses must have been preaching. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? They have Moses and the prophets. If they won't hear them, they're not going to hear one that come back from the dead. And besides, there is a great gulf fixed. So that one on this side can't pass over there, and neither can one on that side come over here. So when you go see Cleo, that ain't your Uncle John.
That's right. I know you're right. I know you're right. I know you're right.
The Spirit is telling me Cleo lied to you.
That's right.
That's a demon.
That's right.
That's a demon. My father tried that, y'all.
Go ahead. Tell it, Pastor.
My
father tried that. Come on, Pastor. Ooh, go ahead.
He messed around with witches and devils.
Come on.
And I was at his deathbed before he left this world.
Yes.
He messed around with witches and devils, and he opened up a door could no man shut. It's in the book. I didn't write it. God said, "You can open up a door, can't no man shut."
That's right.
Close a door, can't no man open. My father opened up a door, couldn't no man shut. He was on his deathbed. I walked in the hospital. Amen. When I walked in the hospital, it was like old nurse, male nurse doctors. Amen. The doctor and everybody trying to get him back in the room. He was bed stricken. I drove from Racine to Mississippi, and they had an oxygen. I ain't never seen an oxygen cord that long in my life. They had an oxygen cord. Amen. He was breathing through it. But what he saw in the room, he was trying to run out the room. He was bedridden till he saw the devil. He was trying to run out of the room. They had him holding him down in a chair. The male nurses behind him, the female nurses, and the doctor in front of him trying to hold him down. And here I am walking off the elevator down the floor. They're glad I'm getting there. And I'm going, "JC, what's wrong, man? What's wrong? Don't you see him? They're all around me. Don't you see him?" You don't believe the devils, you better stop. They're all around me. Don't you see them? Finally got him back in the room after a while. He was so scared he wouldn't look back in the room. Finally got him to turn around. I was standing in the room. I said, "Jay, turn around, look at me, man. Tell me what you see." He said, "I see you." I said, "Come on back in the room." We finally got him in the room. Got him back in the bed. Started talking to him. I said, "JC," I said, "God's been good to you, haven't he?" "Yes, the Lord's been good to me." He agreed. I said, "God gave you a good life. Didn't God give you a good life?" "Yeah, God gave me a good life." I said, "Why don't you repent? Ask God to forgive you." He said, "They say I can't. My ankles are sprained." I said to him again, "JC, ask them, ask God to forgive you." He said, "They say I can't. My ankles is turned." Every time that I asked him to repent, that devil was telling him, "You can't, because your soul belonged to me."
my God. Come on. Come on. Come on.
You can't. Because you done sold your soul to me.
My God.
It's in the book. I didn't write it.
It's in the word.
The first king of Israel, Saul, decided to talk to a witch. This is in the book. I didn't write it. Got out the will of God.
Yes.
God rejected him.
Yes, he did.
He said, they said, I can't. My ankles are turning. Stayed there at the hospital with him, pleading for him to repent. He kept saying, they said, I can't. My ankles are turning. Praying, pleading for God to deliver his soul. He had went beyond redemption.
My God.
God says, one day you're going to rise up early in the morning and you're going to call me. This is the book of Proverbs.
Huh?
He said, you're going to call me and I will not answer you. You're going to get up and you're going to seek me and you will not find me. There is a space for us to get delivered and set free.
Yes, it is.
Every last one of us.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. That's right.
I didn't write this in the book.
That's right. Ha! Glory!
When God gives us time to repent, we got to repent and stop playing. That goes for me too.
Amen.
That ain't just to y'all. That's for me too.
Amen.
I got to be real with God.
Amen.
I have to be real with God. It's too late, y'all. It's too late. Amen. Either we go, listen, stop saying you saved. If you ain't saved, get saved. It ain't nothing wrong with saying, I'm not saved. Lord, I want to be saved.
Right.
Forgive me, God, for my sin.
Right.
All I take is repentance. Walking around talking about we got the Holy Ghost and we don't got it.
That's right. Come on. Come on.
Walking around talking about God told me to say it. God said, I have not spoken to
I
you.
Know you right.
We got to be real, y'all.
I know you right.
Amen. I want to stir up your mind. Amen. That as we go forward, amen, out of this year, amen, going into the next year, amen, we got to do everything we can do to stay in, y'all.
Yes.
Man, God spared you, man.
That's right.
Gave you another chance.
Hallelujah.
Can't take it for granted.
Hey, glory.
Can't take it for granted. Because that was grace.
Yes.
And mercy.
Yes.
Amen. See, we pray in this prayer, spare, Lord. Spare, Lord, make a way for their escape.
Yes.
Amen. Spare, Lord, make a way for them. Don't let the enemy destroy them. God answers somebody's prayer. I ain't saying he answers ours, but God answers somebody's prayer. He spares them.
That's right. That's right.
God spares you, man. Yeah. Amen. Don't take it for granted. It's time to get all the way in God. I'm telling you that because your soul is at stake.
Yes.
And mine too, if I don't stay in the wheel.
That's right.
Amen. It's time to come all the way to God. Amen. Leave all that worldliness behind.
That's right.
God give you that chance. Give you that chance. And the enemy try to get us to lose our life.
Hallelujah.
You see it when it's finished according to the word of God. Bring forth death.
Yes.
That's right.
But see it get done with me or you. She ain't gonna deliver us to death.
That's right. Absolutely.
And ain't no one of us in here got power over death unless we got eternal life.
Yes.
Because if you got eternal life according to the word of God, we shall not all sleep.
Hey! Come on! Yeah! Go ahead, Pastor.
Paul said we shall not all sleep.
Yeah.
So when we go to sleep, amen, the Bible is dead, but we sleep.
That's right.
When you sleep, you can be woke up.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's why the Bible says, and the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Yes.
With the voice of the archangel. And the dead in Christ, those that died and had a connection with God, is going to rise first.
First.
And then we that remain, the ones that's walking around here on the earth, then they're going to get caught up. It's real, y'all.
Yes, Lord. Amen to that.
It's real.
That's right.
Amen. If you know somebody need God, let them know, amen, that time is closer than it was yesterday.
Yes, it is.
I'm like, Lord Jesus, four-year-old child, God.
Mm-hmm.
If I look at it, I'm like, Lord, that baby's whole life was ahead of him. But he was appointed
That's right.
That time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his time. His appointment came at 4 years old.
My Lord.
Huh? We see newborns on TV, their appointment come. Mm-hmm. We don't know when God coming back, but he's coming back for us.
Yes, he is.
Amen. I want to encourage you to be ready.
Yes.
To come to the Lord totally, wholeheartedly. Amen. God has done, amen, as Pastor Lackey has been saying, since June, the prayer line has been in full effect.
Amen.
Hope been getting healed, delivered, set free.
Yes.
Amen. All over the nation.
Yes, yes, yes.
All over the United States.
Yes.
Y'all been hearing great testimonies. About how God has been delivered through this prayer line.
Yes.
Amen. We ought to be on fire.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
God. Yes, God.
I'm going to say this and then I'll be done. We're going to get into the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. I like to watch stuff like, you know, Marvel, you know, and things of that nature. I watch Iron Man and I watch, you know, the X-Men and stuff like that. Amen. But this one show, amen, the Fantastic Four. They got this guy by the name of Johnny. And every time something get ready to happen, Johnny says, flame on.
Okay.
And Johnny turns into this big ball of fire.
Yeah.
If the Holy Ghost is fire,
yeah,
all by itself.
Yeah.
We sang that song.
Right.
Amen. Huh?
Right.
If the Holy Ghost, because
right,
John said,
yeah,
he shall what, fill you with the Holy Ghost,
hey,
and that with
fire.
That's what John said.
Hey!
And if the Holy Ghost is fire,
yeah,
we are coming here and our flame ought to be on.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be real with y'all. We ought to be burning in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
God has done too much for us.
Yes, yes, he has.
Too much.
2018, 19 is almost over.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
We pray in God that we see the end and enter into the new year.
Yes.
Amen. Praying that God moves, amen, mightily, because we know he is going to be God.
Yes.
Besides him, there is none other. Amen. We're going to get ready, amen, to receive our offering. If you have an offering, amen.